Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing quite well. The sun is shining. I'm at home. What more do you want?
Absolutely right. All right. What more we want is cheaper data. And I think that's finally happening, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, there's no question that all the various networks and the government and everyone have realized that in the new reality we live in, being connected is not a luxury. It's not something that you can take lightly, and it's not something you can do without. So I think we're all in the same boat from that point of view. And the wheels were already in motion earlier this year with the Competition Commission and what the networks had agreed to do. And it's all starting to kick in now. From pretty much middle April, all the networks have dropped their prices. And here's the kicker. This is really interesting. Up to now, the smaller guys, the Cell C's, the Telcoms and the Rains, were the data kings. They were always a bit cheaper. They were always a little bit more flexible. Well, guess what? The tables have turned. So the MTNs and the Vodacoms are now, based on some of the little bit of research that I've been doing, seem to be the same as the smaller networks on low bundles. In other words, sub 1 gig, the small bundles, if not a little bit cheaper in some places. But this, you know, with the lockdown, with people working from home, with people doing what they need to, needing a lot more data. And if you don't have fiber and you don't have, you know, high speed internet, you know, to your home, mobile seems to be the best way to go. And I mean, for example, MTNs have got a 10 gig deal right now for 139 Rand a month, which is probably the cheapest gigs I've seen for a long time. And Vodacom are not far behind at 149 Rand, which this used to be 300-400 Rands worth of data. So we're now talking a huge drop, whereas Rain, who used to be the price champion in the gigs space, are now 500 Rand for 10 gig. So the tables have turned and turned quite fast. It actually gets even more interesting as you go up. A Vodacom 20 gig deal is now 199 Rand, and an MTN 20 gig deal is also 199 Rand. And so it goes all the way up. So I know it's hard to go out and buy different SIMs, but most essential services stores like Woolworths and Pick n Pay sell SIMs. So if you're looking for a top up of data, or whatever you need to do in terms of data, use an old phone as a hotspot, which is a great idea, by the way. You can actually get incredibly good deals for significant amounts of data. Up to, basically, Vodacom have got a 50 gig deal for 329. So if you're running out of data, you find that whatever you're doing is a bit more expensive, or simply look at what you're doing in terms of your package at home, you can get incredibly good and well-priced data deals on your mobile phone or on a little mobile router if you've got such a thing.
Yeah, because
those little Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to ask you. A lot of conversations that I'm having with people at the moment is, you know, our data is a bit, it's a bit slow at home, or we're running out. The kids are on online school. We're going to need an alternative. And I said, well, those little dongle things, I don't even know what we call them.
Little Wi-Fi hotspots, yeah, or data dongles.
Yeah, those are quite reasonable at the moment. And that really does present a very decent alternative or addition.
Here's where it gets even more interesting. Mm. Most educational institutions and all the schools out there who are listening to this need to apply to the mobile networks to have any data or have their websites or their platforms zero rated. So all the networks have announced that they're doing it, and WITS, for example, have given everyone an extra 30 gigs of data. Every student, all 22,000 of them, I think, have got 30 gigs of data to connect with them online. And a lot of the various educational sites, especially tertiary education, sort of the below the universities, have got zero-rated data. So not only are you getting cheap data on your SIM, connecting to the schools, the various educational portals costs nothing if you're on the mobile network. Whereas if you're on your home network and you don't have an uncapped, it adds to your cap. So it's
so
actually a very good time to look at one of the mobile networks as a top up and as an aside to your existing connection.
Right. Yeah. So, in fact, my son at his university, they gave each student 10 gigs and, they said they'll reevaluate it, as and when needed because, kids without access to Wi-Fi or to data are simply not able to attend lectures at the moment.
Correct. So going online has never actually been easier. It has never been cheaper. Any smartphone can be used as a hotspot. And generally the speed and the coverage of 4G throughout the urban areas and some of the rural areas of South Africa is excellent. You can get speeds of 10, 20. I've been getting up to 80, 90 megabits per second, which is incredibly good. It's good for streaming. It's good for all gaming. It's good for all sorts of things. So the prices are now a lot more reasonable than they've been. The networks, it's a whole nother story, are getting additional spectrum, but generally the performance of the networks, despite the massive increase in load of data consumption, have been pretty good. They all seem to be working quite well. There's not been a lot of talk about outages and low speeds. So overall, it appears that our technology in South Africa has coped incredibly well with the shift in patterns, the shift of how people are working. Because most people were at work, working on corporate networks or company networks, and now they're all at home, you know, clogging up the airwaves with their various devices. So kudos to the networks for keeping us going. And well done that the prices have fallen to a point where it's not for nothing, but it's certainly becoming a lot more affordable. And over the next couple of months, with the way things are going, affordable things are going to become quite a big deal for most of us.
Absolutely. Really, really interesting indeed. Time is 8:49. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That's been the Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose. We chat to him every Tuesday at this time where we get the latest in tech, remembering, of course, that today is Yom HaShoah.